There are some people, some of my own colleagues, who, you know, their focus is on how many hours can we bill, and this is good for us, and their focus isn't as much on what's good for the client. I mean, they're doing a great job for the client, but it's more about the process than the result. To me, and for, I think, the people who do best in the long term, it's about focusing on what's the result we're trying to accomplish. The fact that there's a fair bit of money there because of, you know, stress and effort and creative thinking and all the rest, that's the result. That needs to be the result. So I would say that both cultures are there, and within the same organization. Because, I mean, everybody's still an individual. And so what motivates each individual is going to be a little bit different. I'd like to think that more people are motivated by trying to accomplish our various clients' objectives. But there's some who are there for their result. And both are true, at least in my experience.
So I can't speak to being the greed and all that wonderful stuff. For me, it's about just climbing the corporate ladder and ensure that I meet my customers' needs. So just as Ryan said, that you do have both cultures down there. Try not to, my thing would be try not to get caught up into it, because what happens is that there's a stigma that's there, and people will put themselves in situations where it's so demanding that you put yourself in a situation where it's not comfortable anymore. But because of the whole stigma of being in Bay Street and this financial district, you're trying to keep up and you can't keep up because it's not there anymore, and the facilities, the financial resources are not available to you, but you're still pushing yourself more and more just to be in this whole stigma of being right here in the financial industry. So it's always good to focus more on what you want as an individual and not what the general consensus is, because you will get caught up in the wrong avenue if you're looking at this person, for instance, or that person, for instance. It's about you as a person and what you want, because we all have different stories. We all have different lives to lead, and it all comes down to the individual at the end of the day, to be honest, just as Randy said.
I think I wouldn't disagree with that culture being there, but just to counter it to some degree, there is also, like, there's a culture of, I don't know if excellence is the right word, it sounds too haughty, but you can't get, especially as a lawyer, you can't get this kind of a high quality legal experience anywhere else. I can't get this kind of experience. The level of high quality mentoring that I get, the type of files and the complex work that I'm doing, the type of assistance that I get, you know, from document management to IT and all of these support systems that are built in. And similarly for Yolan, like the comparison between working as a financial services representative at a bank on Bay Street versus your home branch in Mississauga. I'll give you an example. If you're thinking about investing, go to your Mississauga financial services representative of CIBC or whatever bank, talk to them, and then make an appointment with one on Bay Street, and you'll see the difference. Like, these people know their stuff. So there is that culture as well. And a lot of people, especially at my stage, in the junior years, it's sort of starting very high. And from here, my doors open up to do a lot of different other things if I don't stay on Bay Street, I can do a lot of other things. I'm sure greed plays a part of it later on down the line once you start looking at profits. But it's a great place to start your career because a lot of doors open, and the type of training and experience you get, you definitely can't get anywhere else in business.
Great point.